IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I am hoping, pardon me, because I think I've lost my studio, I am going to be speaking to Chifiwa Chivengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council for South Africa. Chifiwa, thank you for joining us on the Overdrive on 101.9 High FM.
It's a pleasure and a good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Good afternoon. Before we even talk serious business, could we please ask you, do you have a favorite smell?
Well, a new car would do, a nice hotel room.
You see, a new car.
Smelling fresh and... You know, on a top floor somewhere in Durban or Cape Town or PE, that will do for me.
Okay, well, I'm with you with
a
new car.
Beautiful introduction to what we're going to talk about, Chifiwa, because you're talking about hotels in Durban and Cape Town, and I'm wondering, in lockdown 3, when on earth we're going to be able to get there. What are the travel regulations that we're faced with currently?
I mean, currently we are restricted to only business and essential travel. To stay in these properties. Now, the business and essential travel is not enough at the moment to get these large hotels to be open. We need a little bit of leisure travel so that we can reach a certain percentage where we can then say it makes sense to open this hotels, especially the big ones. The small one will obviously need a smaller percentage to be able to open. So we are prohibited at the moment for leisure travel. But you're allowed, if you're traveling for business, you can stay at a hotel that's open. And if you're doing essential travel, you're going for funeral or whatever you may be going there for, that is permissible, you're allowed to stay at these hotels. Now, it is something that we've been fighting with government around to say, well, you know, if we can have people staying in hotel, let's also allow leisure travelers to stay in a hotel because it's the same protocols. And we believe that allowing leisure travelers to go there, you know, we will get more people to work. So... we have been going back and forth with government and, you know, really pleading with government to allow us to open.
Chifiwa, I can only imagine that the members of your business council are struggling in the extreme under the COVID conditions. But given the infection rates that we're currently facing, is it not irresponsible to be asking for the opening of hotels, restaurants and the like?
Look, one of the things that we've done since the beginning of the pandemic is that we have been part of the solution. We've been using our properties, and in fact, even us as the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, we paid for 3 hotels to be used as quarantine sites. And we've learned from that in terms of how do we deal with guests. What we are simply saying is that people every day are traveling to a supermarket, they put petrol in the car. People should be able to get in their car and drive to Kruger National Park or Pilanesberg or any private lodge or any hotel, and they should be able to stay there in a safe way. In other words, you can do much better social distancing if you live in a Gauteng area, for example, or in a metros that are, you know, have a lot of people in. You can get out and go and stay at these places, you know, with less contact to anyone. You can get in your car, you can drive there, you can have a self-catering, you know, unit, or you can have the one that's semi-catered. And we believe that that can be done safely. And we do understand that the numbers are surging. But we equally believe that, you know, we need to balance the two and make sure that we have more people returning to work, especially from our sector that employs 1.5 million people. We want people to also go back to work because, look, I get a lot of calls from a lot of young people who are desperate because all of a sudden they don't have enough money to pay for rent where they stay. They can't pay for those vehicles. They are losing their livelihood. So how do we balance the two and how do we do it safely?
Absolutely. I would absolutely support that. I mean, you know, if you think about, you know, all these different game reserves where there are actually self-catering units, I mean, there's no reason why you can't go there. And as a country, I mean, I've traveled the length and breadth of this country. It is magnificent. I mean, I think that local travel beats overseas travel hands down. You know, you've got like the Karoo National Park where your cottages aren't on top of one another. It's just unbelievable, unbelievable places to see. And it's big, open, big sky country. Hopefully you'll be able to get that.
Hopefully we'll get that. And you're quite right. Look at the Free State, you know, the vast open spaces.
Yeah.
You look at many Northwest Province, you look at Limpopo. It's even warmer up there in Limpopo.
Yeah.
And people should be able to go out. They should be able to drive their own vehicles if they don't want to fly. They should be able to get there and stay at these facilities, enjoy them in a safe way. Those who want to go camping, they should be able to camp. Yeah. Another thing that we've been saying is that those, you know, adventure activities that involve just one person, there's less contact. People should be able to go and do those things and be able to enjoy South Africa and be able to be part of this, you know, beautiful tourism community and experience everything that the country has to offer. And we are ready for that as a tourism sector. We have been saying that before, we're travel ready.
Chiefie, if I were to put you on the spot and ask you, and I understand you don't know the answer, but if I were to ask you, when will I be able to hop in my car and drive down to Durban? When do you think that may happen?
He's asking for a friend, you understand?
Yeah. No personal agenda whatsoever.
None.
Absolutely none.
Look,
none.
I don't want to speculate, but what I can say is that one thing that we should continue to do, let's encourage everyone, you know, to social distance. Let's get the numbers to go down. When we get the numbers going down, more things will start to open up.
Yeah.
I don't want to speculate as to when that's going to be. You know, we are going through some processes to see, you know, how we'll open up, you know, the sector. I would say to you, you know, who knows what's going to happen in a month from now? We don't know. That's all I'm going to end.
100%. Absolutely. What a pleasure speaking to you. I think we should speak to you more regularly about
Absolutely.
Different places, especially when things are open. Can we
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely. You can, certainly you can do that. You know, we enjoy tourism. We do it for a living and we like to share with everyone. And who knows? You know, we can talk to other people and maybe we can get one or two hotel groups that wants to give a 2-night stay somewhere for some of your listeners to be able to enjoy, you know, what South Africa has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I highly encourage that. Thank you so, so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Chifiwa Chivengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. What a pleasure to speak to this man.